Now, you know the way those huge dinosaur models in museums kind of lean forward, all the better to scare small boys, perhaps? Well, they shouldn't, not according to Dr. Mike Taylor of Portsmouth University. He's on the line. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Now, you've been studying these enormous creatures and concluded that actually their necks would have been held straighter. I mean, they'd have been more like giraffes, as it were.
Yeah, giraffes is a good model. I wouldn't go as far as straight up, because as far as we can tell from the bones, the necks weren't flexible enough to go straight up. But we certainly would expect that they'd have spent most of their time with their heads really nice and high in the air.
So those huge sauropods, for instance, the ones that, I mean, they're like sort of 10 elephants all lined up together. Vast, weren't they? We assume, because of what we've seen walking with dinosaurs and some of the models of them, that their heads went kind of forward.
Yeah, walking with dinosaurs has been one of the main culprits, actually, in the last 10 years.
They'll have to remake it.
Well, I very much doubt they'll do that.
But so do I.
I think they are revisiting it, actually. They're at least working over some of the issues in it. In America.
Right.
So hopefully they'll rethink some of the neck poses.
But what about the ones that small boys love most of all? Well, T-Rex, of course, the classic.
Well, our work is actually on only the sauropods, which is the really huge long-necked dinosaurs. But in fact, our conclusion applies to almost any extinct animal, which is that by looking at animals that are alive today and x-rays of how they hold their heads and necks when they're relaxed and alert, pretty much everything holds its neck upright, surprisingly so.
Why? I mean, why would they do that? And unless, obviously, they're feeding from trees or something.
It just seems to be habitual posture for everything, even something like a rabbit, which... yeah, it looks like a ball of fluff with a head stuck on the front. Yeah. If you x-ray it, you see that what's actually happening is the neck bones begin very low in the body and they come right up vertically and curve round into the head.
I suppose there is a logic, don't you? Because you can see further.
Yes, absolutely. You can browse higher if you're a sauropod with a 15-metre neck. You can pretty much eat what you want, even in times of drought.
Absolutely. Yeah, get to the top of the tree with that. So what does this tell us about... well, it tells a great deal about dinosaurs, of course. What does it tell us about the future of big animals?
The future of big animals?
Mm.
Future evolution?
Mm.
Oh, gosh, I couldn't possibly say. It's going to take tens of millions of years for anything like that to happen, so I don't think we'll be around to interview it.
But we maybe should revisit those great big models in the museums and maybe just...
Well, actually, I think the postures of mounted skeletons in museums are fine, because anything that spends most of its time with its head up in the trees browsing also needs to spend some of its time with its head down at ground level drinking. So it must have been able to go in between those poses.
And anyway, if they had their heads up, they wouldn't fit in the museums, would they?
Well, that's right. In most museums, there's a Cetiosaurus, a sauropod mounted up in Leicester, and they literally can't lift their head any higher because they'd have to put a hole in the ceiling.
Exactly. That'd be interesting vision, wouldn't it?
It would be cool.
Dr. Mike Taylor, thanks very much indeed.